Good morning. It's Thursday, the 30th of April, 2026. This is 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Today, Goldman cuts its Hong Kong bankers off from Anthropic's Claude, Tencent doubles down on enterprise agents in Chongqing, and Google breaks ground on a $15 billion AI hub in India. Let's start with the story that has every compliance officer in Asia rewriting their AI policy this week. Goldman Sachs has stopped its Hong Kong staff from using Anthropic's Claude. That's the AI coding assistant that has, quietly, become a daily tool for thousands of bankers and developers across the firm. Here's what happened. Goldman read its contract with Anthropic strictly, talked to Anthropic, and concluded its Hong Kong people simply weren't allowed to use the product. Hong Kong isn't on Anthropic's official supported markets list, alongside mainland China, Russia, and Iran. Gemini and ChatGPT are still available on the same internal platform. Claude is just gone. Why does this matter? It's the first concrete sign that Hong Kong's contested geopolitical status is starting to dictate which AI tools bankers can actually use at the desk. Expect every compliance team in Asia to do the same exercise this month, mapping every internal model against vendor terms. And expect Asian buyers to start putting a real premium on AI vendors that explicitly cover Hong Kong, Singapore, and Tokyo. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Story number two takes us up the coast to Chongqing. Tencent Cloud used the Chongqing leg of its 2026 City Summit on Tuesday to launch a full-stack enterprise agent suite. The headline release is called Claude Pro Private Cloud Edition. This is squarely aimed at banks, ministries, and large manufacturers. They get to run OpenClaw-based agents inside their own data centers with their own models, their own audit trails, and tight controls on token consumption. Tencent also debuted three more products: ADP Intelligent Workbench, Agent Memory, and Agent Storage. And during the private beta, more than 200 organizations across finance, government, and manufacturing were already kicking the tires. The same week, Tencent quietly raised the price of its CodeBuddy enterprise tiers by up to 154%, blaming compute scarcity. So this isn't just a product launch. It's a clear signal. China's hyperscalers are now openly chasing the same enterprise agent budget that AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud chase elsewhere, but with a sharper sovereignty pitch. For Asian conglomerates already running on Tencent or Alibaba clouds, the question is shifting from whether to deploy agents to whose stack they trust to keep regulators, auditors, and CFOs comfortable. Watch for more Asian regional banks and state-owned firms running Claude Pro pilots before year-end. Okay, story number three. Google broke ground on Tuesday on a $15 billion AI and data center hub in Visakhapatnam on India's east coast. This is the largest tech investment in Andhra Pradesh's history and the biggest single AI campus Google has ever built outside the United States. The headline numbers are big. Construction will run from 2026 through 2030 across roughly 600 acres in three nearby villages. The Indian state's chief minister and the union IT minister laid the foundation stone alongside Google Cloud's vice president, Bikash Kohli. Adani Connex and Nextra by Bharti Airtel will build and operate the data center estate. First compute is targeted for September 2028, and when it's complete, the campus will deliver one full gigawatt of power, putting it in the same weight class as the largest US hyperscaler build. This is significant for two reasons. First, India is locking in a second wave of sovereign AI infrastructure on the back of February's huge Reliance and Adani commitments. Visakhapatnam now joins Jamnagar and Mumbai as a real candidate to anchor India's compute spine. And second, for enterprise buyers across Southeast Asia, the practical effect over the next 2 years is cheaper, lower latency inference inside the region, instead of routing your agents through US East Coast capacity. And now the AI in Asia view. Geography is becoming the single most important variable in Asia's AI stack. Goldman's contract sweep in Hong Kong, Tencent's bet on private cloud agents, and Google's record commitment to Indian soil are all three faces of the same shift. Where models can legally be used, where compute lives, and where data resides, now decide the deal. The model layer is increasingly commoditized. The territorial layer is where the real moat is being dug. The takeaway for Asian enterprise buyers is simple. Stop optimizing AI procurement on raw model performance alone. The next 12 months will reward CIOs and chief data officers who weight regulatory geography, vendor licensing footprints, and physical compute locations as heavily as benchmark scores. Whoever maps that triangle fastest will buy more agents faster with fewer audit headaches. Three stories down. Now go own the day. That's your 3 before 9 from AI in Asia's intelligence desk. Have a great Thursday.